Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Well, folks living in Longview, Texas have an opportunity to learn what goes into police work as the Longview Police Department offers a Citizens Police Academy. Our reporter Gary Borders is in Longview to tell us more.
The Longview Police Department now operates three programs that encourage citizen involvement and education in its operations. The longest-running program is the Citizens Police Academy, which kicked off its six-week program this month for the 27th year with a couple dozen participants. A new program, the Business Police Academy, is also underway, while the Teen Police Academy is in its second year and begins in January. Lieutenant Ben Kemper has been managing these programs since 2011. He explained the purpose behind the programs.
The purpose is, it's kind of twofold. It's for us to get to know our community better. And then it's to have the community come in and get to know more about their police department. We want to teach the public what it is that the police department really does. What you see on TV is not really what you get in real life policing. So we want to talk about those things, but then we also want to get feedback from each one of these groups on how we can better serve them and maybe where we're falling flat in that area.
Those interested in learning more can go to longviewpolice.com or call Kemper at 903-237-1199. This is Gary Borders reporting from Longview, Texas for Red River Radio News.
The number of people staying in Airbnbs in rural Texas has jumped more than 90% over the last year. That's according to a new report from the short-term rental company. In far west Texas, Presidio and Brewster counties saw nearly 30,000 guests from August 2017 to August 2018. Ben Bright is with Airbnb, and he points out the significance of the rise in Airbnb rentals in west Texas.
We're talking about two counties that aren't just the top performers for the technically rural counties. They're two of the most popular counties for Airbnb guests throughout Texas, period.
Together, the two counties brought in more than $3 million in the last year. Some critics have said the high number of short-term rentals through Airbnb in smaller towns across America have contributed to the lack of available housing. According to Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry, Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards violated state law with his appointment to a state water regulatory commission. The Associated Press reports Landry traveled to Shreveport yesterday and before a mixed media conference released a formal opinion saying Edwards' pick of the Red River Waterways Commission is illegal based on statutory law. Carolyn Prater of Caddo Parish was nominated by local officials but was passed over for the Water Commission appointment. Carolyn Prater is married to Caddo Parish Sheriff Steve Prater, who has openly criticized the governor's criminal justice overhaul. Instead, Edwards picked retired Colonel Michael DeVille of Rapides Parish for the commission. A spokesman for the governor defended the choice, saying the appointment of DeVille, who is African American, achieved a more balanced representation. An opinion from the Attorney General doesn't carry the force of law, but Landry, considering a run against Edwards in 2019, indicated he would consider litigation to settle the issue. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of 93 degrees today. There's a 30% chance of rain showers. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 74 degrees and sunny. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.